before biting down on it. Then at night, I erase that page to be on the safe side. I haven't told Sam about my diary because I know he'll ask to see it. I do mention that my parents always review my letters to Carla before I send them off. As for Carla's letters to me, a messy censor must read them because the envelopes come torn and taped, with whole sentences sometimes blocked out.
Say, do you know what a censor is? Anita says her letters from Carla must be read by a messy censor because the envelopes are torn and whole sentences are blocked out. So obviously a censor is somebody who opens your letters and reads them before they get to you. And then he blocks out any information that he does not want you to read. That's terrible, but why would someone do it? Most likely the censor works for El Jefe, and he blocks out any information from the United States that might help the Dominicans in their struggle against the dictator. Beyond that, maybe he also blocks out sentences that make life in the United States sound good. Okay, let's keep reading from the second complete paragraph on page 43, where it says, Sam tells me about this invention.
Sam tells me about this invention in the United States called invisible ink that lets you write stuff down so that no one can read it until the page is soaked in a chemical that makes all the letters reappear. I wish I had a bottle of that ink for writing in my diary, because the truth is, I feel kind of sad writing in pencil, always prepared to erase. But Sammy says that ink is probably not sold anywhere in the country, not even at Wimpy's. School is supposed to reopen on Monday, January 9th, soon after Epiphany, but we get a notice from the principal that classes will not resume until the end of the month. It turns out a lot of the Americans are traveling to Washington, D.C. for the inauguration of their new president, Mr. John F. Kennedy. Many, like the Farlands, won't be coming back. Since Poppy knows Mr. Farland from when he went to school in the States, we go over to say goodbye. Wimpy and Mr. Washburn are there, too. Poppy joins them out on the patio. Little snatches of their conversation drift in. Tennis shoes. Outrage at the butterflies. CIA intervention. Before I can puzzle out what they're saying, Mrs. Farland calls me away from the door. Anita, sweetie, come over here and let Joey tell you about the inauguration for our new president.